Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, I find North Korean hereditary dictatorships to be disgusting, and I find the British royalty to be disgusting. There may even be some nice members of it. I'm not saying they're all bad people, but the institution of monarchy, whether it's Saudi Arabia or whether it is in the UK, and the fawning, and the way they use it as a diversion from all the big things that are happening. Ed Asner, former head of the Screen Actors Guild, just in I don't know how many hundreds of movies. Ed, how many movies have you been in?
Oh, hell, I never counted, man. I'm afraid I come up. I haven't been in as many movies as you'd think. Let's put it that way.
What about IMDb? It seems like you've been in a bunch, and you've done voiceovers for a ton of films as well.
Oh, yeah. A lot of voiceovers. But I'm all over the place. Let's put it that way.
What was your favorite film role?
Well, I loved Daniel. I loved JFK.
Yeah, that was good. Really good.
And I loved Elf.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, you know, the thing that brought me scads of attention and praise was Up.
Man, I tell you, that is probably my favorite children's movie because there's so few that are truly wholesome, and now it seems like Up almost led the way. I'm seeing more and more wholesome movies for children. Is there a revolution in Hollywood or something happening?
I would hope so. I'm leaving on Friday to do a movie, a live-action movie in Buenos Aires.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it's on called The Games Maker.
What do you play, like the boss or something?
What's that?
What do you play in it?
The man who originally helped create games for children. It's a fantasy, so to speak.
Oh, I got it. So it's sounding like an action adventure, but it's a children's movie. Well, I tell you, that's amazing. Ed, in the last 2 minutes we've got, do you have hope for humanity? I mean, what does your gut tell you is going to happen? I know this. We're in for an incredible ride.
I don't have much hope. I'm a cynic, and I realize that saves you a lot of effort, a lot of labor when you're a cynic. You can just sit back and say, "Oh, it's going to suck."
But see, you say you're not involved. You're doing charity stuff for autistic children and research. You're standing up against these illegal wars. You're speaking out against corruption. You're making movies. You're on my show. I mean, you're involved a lot more than 95% of people.
I do it to be a bigger person. And I do it because nobody else will do it. If everybody was doing it, then I wouldn't be interested.
Well, I tell you, I think apathy and the disease of arrogance, you know, it's one thing if you're apathetic, but if somebody, you've seen these arrogant people that don't care about anybody, and they think they're getting away with it, not caring about their community, what fools they are.
Oh, God, they are. And their heads will be the first to fall from the tumble.
Well, folks can just search Autism Speaks and find the main site. We're going to put it up on screen for everybody, and it was great having Rob Jacobson out there to play poker with you guys. You got some interesting interviews.
And also, your very generous contribution.
Well, thank you so much, Ed. I think what you're doing is a very good charity, and I do give to good charities. I don't ever really talk about it. I know you do as well. So
he does it better than you.
Nah. Well, you're just awesome, sir, and we appreciate you. And keep on keeping on, and if you ever want to... Everyone, a platform. I know you've got your own platforms to speak to a couple million people. InfoWars is right here for you, Ed Asner. A big fan of your work. Thank you so much, sir.
God love.
All right, I'll say bye to you in the break. We're going to come back with your phone calls, breaking news, and more. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the front lines of the InfoWar.
Introducing Pro One. All
of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Yeah.
Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, here's the deal. I'm going to go directly to your phone calls and try to go to them as quickly as I can. And then we're going to get to a host of breaking news stories that are up on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I've got more to say about the disgusting hysteria about the royal baby and what a new distraction that is. So they move from the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman diversion of racial division to now royalty worship. And I've got to get to this pension fund news, and also the CIA admits weather modification. Do I get my apology from Rachel Maddow saying I was insane? No, I don't. I don't think. I'm not going to hold my breath for that. Her apology is her viewership plunging. Let's go to Mario in South Carolina. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Pretty good, brother.
Yeah, I just called about the whole thing with Detroit. I was thinking that maybe that Detroit will be the Cyprus of America. And the whole thing with Lindsey Williams, with him saying they will loot the pension funds, I think he made a correct prediction, because isn't that what they're going to do in Detroit?
Absolutely. In fact, I haven't even gotten into Detroit today, despite the fact we have a bunch of news on that. And Mike Adams has a story dealing with government announcements that they're going to get the government pension funds first. And, you know, they tell government bureaucrats, hey, you've got to go out and write more tickets, raise more taxes, take more houses. when you get taxes on the general public, working class, lower middle class, above 40% historically, it implodes economies. And that's just a basic number. And now middle class is paying about 65% taxes in this country. In France, the average person pays 82%, and some people pay over 100%. But the socialists are all exempt, it came out. So the power to tax is the power to destroy, as George Washington said. And yes, they are now moving in Detroit, as you just said, to take all the government pension funds. But, of course, the former mayors and people and city managers, they're going to be exempt. Yeah, there's the headline, French tax soars over 100%. Unbelievable. So absolutely. And, again, that's why they need a police state. They know you're going to wake up, try to take the government back, and send them all to prison. And, again, Bernie Madoff should not be in jail. Whenever he says in the news, jailhouse interviews, that all I did is what everybody else does, it's true. Now, I'm not saying Madoff isn't a crook. I'm saying send about 1,000 crooks worse than him to jail first and then get around to sending him to jail. I mean, Ken Lay was a big crook, but nothing compared to Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Wells Fargo, all these guys. All these groups. Warren Buffett's a complete criminal. And I'm not just saying that. It's come out in the news. He's done illegal stuff with money, but doesn't get in trouble because they're made men. They're above the law. If they make a 40-to-1 bet like John Corzine, steal people's private money, 2 years later, oh, we're not going to prosecute him. Well, that wasn't a hard prediction to make. So when you get to the point of they can never go to jail, what does that do? It emboldens them to get away with more and more. And then that haughty attitude is transferred throughout the government until people marvel. They say, why are you on the air? Why are you still alive? Well, God's involved. My grandma's praying for me. Secularly, they don't want to underline, highlight everything I've said, make me a martyr. But I know deep down one of the biggest reasons is I've been told by some minions of the globalists they find this entertaining. They actually think I'm demoralizing people. They think you're so cowardly, that you're so weak, that you hear the truth here. And boy, believe me, this is the truth. Suppose you're going to get to it. I'm trying as hard as I can to really give you a researched, informed answer with complexities, the whole nine yards. And they're like, good, you know, I'm basically like America's head on a battle standard to intimidate people. They think you're cowards. They think you're broke. They think you're weak. I don't think you're like that. I think they've miscalculated. But here I am arguing for them to come after me. But, you know, their angle is, so what? What you going to do about it? What you going to do? But the truth is they want us shut down. So there's a lot of things going on here, but I think it's part of their haughty arrogance. The smarter ones want to destroy me, and they have destroyed my name to a certain extent with some people that don't pay attention. But those folks didn't count anyways. They're a bunch of spectators. So I hope that answers your question. I'm kind of ranting.
Yeah, I understand you. But my whole deal is I try to wake up all the zombies, but now it's just getting more tiresome and tiresome to the point where you just want to sit back and just watch them basically perish away. I mean, they keep eating the GMO, taking the fluoride and the vaccines. Pretty soon, next couple of generations, they won't be able to have kids, and I'll have to deal with them no more, you know?
No, I hear you. God bless you. Great points. Listen, here's the deal. We've already gone from 1 in 25,000 with autism in 1980, 30-plus years ago, to 1 in 50-something is the new number. And, folks, cancer rates are up 3,000% on average if you index them all together. Pediatrics are up over 10,000%. Pediatric cancers didn't exist in the 50s, folks. I mean, we are under a curse. You can call it spiritual or whatever you want, but it's a curse. And the globalists call themselves magicians. And what is a master magician? They are a wizard. They are a master magician. And that doesn't mean they're actually pulling a real rabbit out of the hat. But if you believe a rabbit was pulled out of the hat that wasn't there before, when it was really in a hidden compartment or hidden behind a mirror, then it was pulled out. See, perception is reality for an unconscious slave. And so if they feel like they're winning because Obama is in office, they say, well, who are you going to vote for? Mitt Romney? And it's like, no. The trick is the system funded both men and knew who they wanted because he was a more effective evil, not a lesser evil. Mitt Romney couldn't get away with anything that's going on right now, not with his constituents or anybody. So, see, they look at things, the dumbed-down mass, as A or B. Coke, Pepsi, Ford, Chevy. The Broncos versus the Titans. The Cowboys versus the Ravens. The Patriots versus the Redskins. Blah, blah, blah. The Dolphins versus the Chargers. The Seahawks versus the... It goes on and on. And so people are in a trance. They just are thinking about their job, their burnout, their poison from GMO, poison from fluoride. They have lower IQs. I mean, the Harvard study, folks, on average, it was 20-something percent for boys and 17% for girls. So I just averaged it together. But there's 24 studies they look at in that major Harvard study, and one of them is on IQ. And there's a bunch on IQ, but I just say Harvard because people go, Harvard? And you can look up Harvard study fluoride and read what I just said. It's a couple hundred pages long. Go read it. I actually read the whole thing. If I'm reading a novel I like, I read it slowly, but I speed read. So just kind of getting the gestalt of the info. And I take it personal. I mean, if people were throwing things through the windows of the Austin City Council, I'm not calling for that. But if they were doing that, I'd say, well, they are putting fluoride in our water. If there were people running around going, I'm a victim, take the fluoride out, I'd say, man, yeah, I agree with this. But see, no, we're not doing that. They've had marches in Austin about Trayvon Martin. When that guy had dead brain cells throughout his mind, throughout his brain tissue, and so does Zimmerman. We're all in this together. We're all being attacked. We're all being engineered, and I think it's disgusting. And that's why these people are like this. These are victims. We are all victims of this, of the madness. And I figured it out. The globalists have 90-plus percent of their reactors are leaking. Look that up. Out of 420-something reactors, 92 or 91% are leaking? You can look up that number. They're not getting away from all this. These people are just nuts. Like, they think they've got a plan, and there is a plan, but it's only a plan to control us and give us the short end of the stick. But, man, it's like we're holding the hand grenade. They pulled the pin. They're sitting 2 feet away. They're going to get blown up by it, too. They're not getting away with this. Let's go to Brad in Colorado. Brad, thanks for holding her on the air.
How are you doing today, Alex?
I'm doing all right, brother. Thanks for putting up with me. Yeah, your phone's breaking up. Go ahead.
I'm sorry about that. I wanted to call in today. I'm in the middle of a hit.
Yeah, I'm going to have to let you go, bro. Sometimes people call in and they've got a good phone line and then it gets bad. Or maybe call him back, John, see if he can get on a better phone line. That sounded like a Vonage phone or something to me. Or a really bad cell phone. So my wife always calls me on her cell phone from inside the house. And I say to her, honey, why don't you use a hands-free? And she does more and more. Why don't you use a landline? We have a landline. And she calls me, and it's always... And she's like, what, you can't hear me? And I'm like, honey... She always gets irritated. God love her. She's a sweetheart. That I can't understand her. And I'm like, you got to go on the back porch. We live in the country. The towers... like 4 miles away, 5 miles away. Thank God I like being far away from the tower. Because the evidence is clear, being close to those cell towers is not good for you. And again, I'm not some goody-two-shoe. I'm not some, oh, look, I'm saving you, I'm pointing all this out. I try to avoid GMO. I still eat it sometimes. I try to stay away from cell phone radiation. I try to not turn Wi-Fi on in my house. I try. I'm trying. And I'm trying to warn you. And I'm trying as best I can to just get us to come back to sanity. You know, one reason the Romans were so aggressive and insane towards the end of their dynasty, their 400-year, 500-year, even longer than that if you count the decline, 600-year, technically, dynasty from, what, a couple hundred B.C. right through 410, they were drinking out of lead-lined containers, water, and wine, which makes you completely insane and aggressive. And there's an example right there. We are poisoned. We are poisoned, and we're not focused on real environmental issues. It's all carbon taxes to pay Al Gore money.
We all know the terrible damage that viruses and bacteria can inflict in the human body. Dozens of diseases are caused by infectious organisms. And now the emergence of superbugs that are resistant to antibiotics poses an even bigger threat to our safety. Don't wait for the medical world to discover a new treatment for the latest superbug. It's important to realize that a simple, safe, and effective alternative already exists. Supernatural Silver. Advances in silver technology have given us a silver solution that is effective against these pathogens. Supernatural Silver can help the body fight against the diseases that can endanger your health and well-being. Taken internally or used topically, Supernatural Silver can give your immune system the support it needs. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and give you and your loved ones a fighting chance. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code SUMMER2013 for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
PatriotAmmoSupply.com only sells to patriots and private citizens. Why? Because we only sell to people we can trust. We do not sell to government agencies. We manufacture our own bullets and load our own ammunition, so it's in stock and ready to ship. Got empty cartridges? We can reload your brass, reducing your cost and eliminating the hidden federal excise tax. Most orders ship within 3 to 5 days. Give us a call, 406-210-5294, or visit PatriotAmmoSupply.com, an American company.
Come on, come on, come on, come on. Yeah, Ted Nugent. Motor City Madman. By the way, I'm going to play a clip of this over the weekend. Rand Paul said that we'll bail out Detroit over his dead body. And then he went on to say, you can't bail out Detroit. bailing out Detroit would have been not having the government take over General Motors and ship it to China. And I know that almost every show I mentioned that in the last 4 years since the so-called bailout of General Motors, because it blows my mind. And I also get emails and I see comments going, is that true? Yes, folks, you can search the term. I'm pulling up the exact headline in my mind. GM bailout shipped factories to China. And now, by the way, 4 years later, that factory just opened in China, the big one, for Cadillacs and a bunch of other GM cars. And, of course, that was $21 billion to ship it to China, Brazil, and a couple Eastern European countries. And I'm not against Brazil. I'm not against any of those countries. But it's being sent there to deindustrialize this country because they got people that'll work for pennies on the dollar. You know, they were going to ship Jeep to China, but the deal's been made. Oh, we won't ship it to China since it's owned by Fiat now. We're going to ship it to Italy. Oh, that deal's been made. It's going to be going to Italy. Yeah, there it is. Outsourcer-in-chief Obama of General Motors, Forbes magazine, shipping the GM plant to China. And then I got to hear his speech about, I want to get jobs going. I can't do a good Obama imitation. Like Bill Clinton, I want to get jobs for you. That's why I'm shipping it to China. Or Bush, yeah, we'll get it. But I can't really do an Obama. We got to get America going again. That's what we got to do. I just can't do an Obama. I can do almost any voice, but I can't do Obama. We can play the real Obama. He's out on some tour right now. He's going to get America going. This guy's shut down hundreds of power plants. They're going to shut down a couple thousand more. And I know I just keep repeating the same thing. I mean, I'm watching. I went and saw with my son and Shane Steiner last week. We went and saw the Brothers in Arms Gun Show. I'm an old high school friend. We went and saw it. Our wives didn't want to go. And we go see Pacific Rim. It's like a 21st century version of Godzilla. And I thought it was very entertaining. But it's all a bunch of UN global government propaganda, kind of like World War Z. But as for entertainment, it was entertaining for a cheesy movie. But I was watching the kaiju, which means giant monster in Japanese, fighting the Jaegers, which means the hunters. And what they send these aliens in to do is to destroy the major industrial cities first. Boom! And just blowing up the power plants and smashing the bridges. That's what the globalists do when they go into a third world country and take over. They say, okay, you got to sell all this off, turn this off, shut down 5 water plants, only have 1 plant. We'll charge you 9, 10, 12, 15, 20 times what the water's worth. Then that causes rioting, which drives down wages even more. That's in the IMF World Bank plan that got leaked in 2002. It's called the IMF riot. Look it up. But if they can't do that, they militarily come in over some excuse, bomb the plants, bomb the energy plants. The globalists are like alien kaijus, just shutting everything down. And then Obama is kaijuing America. I mean, let me tell you, my grandfather went around bombing power plants in Italy, folks, out of North Africa. That's what they did, was bomb German bases and blow up the infrastructure of Italy before they went in. I mean, that's what you do in a war. You know, the kaijus come out of the ocean, to use a child's analogy, and tear up the cities ahead of the main invasion force, giving away the plot here. And that's what Obama's doing. But see, it's all for the earth. I mean, the Austin City Council's, yes, we've doubled power prices the last 5 years, and we're going to double it again. We've shut down all 3 city-owned power plants. And there's one partially we own, the Fayetteville plant. We're going to shut it down now. And we're going to buy our power from Mexico. That comes out of big, dirty stacks because the globalists want us shut down, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, the city council is a kaiju attacking my city. Obama is a giant kaiju. Where are the Jaegers to deal with these people? Well, there aren't any hunters left in this country. All the men act tough all day, or professional guys only focus on their own business and their own money and think they're getting ahead doing that. No! You're going to destroy everybody if you don't stand up!
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cookpot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
Tokyo is under attack by Obama.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he.
Godzilla Obama, no!
Studios, it's Alex Jones.
A massive group of kaijus under Agenda 21 have just devastated the U.S. power plant system and are moving to shut down all the major industries except select insiders. The United States is plunging into dependency. Over 100 million Americans are now on food stamps and food assistance. Obama, the devastating kaiju, is unstoppable, destroying dozens and dozens of cities, turning America into one giant Detroit, as he's hailed for the death panels. Only the mega kaiju, Obamasaur, can carry out this level of attack. I want my crew to get some old... McBreen, that's how McBreen got the job here. Before we were even hiring more video editors and people, our best graphics guy, in my opinion, everybody else is great, but McBreen's, obviously, I think, is the best. And he sent us a Godzilla New World Order deal where he took Godzilla videos and edited. We should show Obama to illustrate to people about you've heard of Godzilla, the famous kaiju. You've heard of King Kong, his nemesis. You've heard of Mothra. You've heard of Gamera or whatever they're called. You've heard of the kaijus of Pacific Rim. But now face the kaijus. And it'll show, like, re-speeding kaijus, destroy your culture, and divide everyone. The leader of the kaijus is Mr. Mad Owl. And then you, like, cut. Oh, there you go. Somebody has turned Obama into... Obama can transform into Godzilla so he can destroy anything not built by a union. I'm sorry. God is in the name, which is proper. God is in the name. Oh, man. Oh, boy. I tell you, I can't handle it anymore. Let's go to phone calls, and I'll get to these clips, I promised. Speaking of satire, it's up on InfoWars.com. Exclusive footage of the birth of the royal baby. And at Real Alex Jones, I did it. It's in bad taste. I was on the hike and bike trail this morning, went for a short jog, and I came across it, and I had to take a photo of it and then say that it was a leaked photo of the birth of the new royal baby. Because they fawn over it and act like we're scum and they're God and we're mutts and they're pure breeds. So it all ties in nicely. And, hey, it's an official city sign, so it's not profane or anything. That's up on the Real Alex Jones. You want to follow us there on Twitter. Now, shut up, Jones. It's like Dr. Strangelove, where he's like, control yourself. Let's go to Kevin in Texas. You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hey, what do you think of my analogy of Godzilla wading through Tokyo, Obama wading through our cities?
Godzilla will lose. But, Alex, I'm a first-time caller. I've been listening to you for many years. All this time I've been waiting on this line thinking of what I'm going to ask you.
While you smoke a giant joint?
No, but in reality, Alex, I was thinking of what I'm going to ask you, but anything and everything that I ask you is like preaching to the choir.
No, we have a lot of new listeners all over the place.
We're going to agree on just about everything me and you would.
Okay, then what kind of kaiju would Obama be then?
But if I may, Alex, if you will
give
permission.
Go ahead.
I want to speak to the people now. There's many of us listening, and yes, I listen to you just about every day, every night. I go to YouTube and I listen to what you're saying, and I agree with you. And the thing is, I want to talk to the people right now. We have to, everywhere, I'm a truck driver, everywhere we go, we have to wake people up. We have to turn them to this channel or people like you or Gerald Celente.
We have to get out of the trance and start moving, absolutely.
As Americans, not just Americans, as free-loving, I'm sorry, I'm getting a little emotional right now, but we have to wake our brothers up. Alex is doing what he's doing. It is our job as listeners. There's millions of listeners out there. We have to do our job. Every state I go through, Alex, every warehouse I go to, every restaurant I go to, I try to turn people to you. I put
Incredible.
On YouTube and I put the volume up all the way so everybody can hear your voice, so everybody can hear what you're saying. It is our job, people. Get out when you're out there. You go to the market. You go to every. I don't care. You're at the gas station. Wake people up because we have to wake up. These criminal elements. These criminals have so much power that.
Absolutely. The globalists used America's might and energy and industry to make deals to build their global empire off of selling out America. That's been done, and so everybody needs to know, hey, you know the stuff's getting bad? The globalists did it, and they're bigger than Obama. They're bigger than the Republicans. What do they hate? Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence. It is like holy water to a vampire. Get back to what they attack. Whatever they attack is what they're scared of, and absolutely, I can't think of a better place to point people to find out about what's happening than to InfoWars.com. And the YouTube videos and the nightly news and what we're doing, breaking down the hypocrisy, making sense of things. Not, you know, the media says Jones just makes up this cosmology to make sense of things. No, the globalists brag how they set this up. We're only pointing out what they've said they're doing. So I heartily agree with you. People need to see themselves as leaders and start their own YouTube channels, their own local radio shows, their own local newsletter, their own local film. I mean, I did it with no training. You guys can do it, too. And you don't have to be as big as Alex Jones, but some of you will be bigger. God bless you, sir, and I appreciate your call. And keep up the great work. I salute you from Austin, Texas. Going back to this, we're going to announce probably tonight, if not tomorrow, there's just so many of them, the top 35 contestants in the Operation Paul Revere contest. We got over 600 videos, and it makes my head spin to have watched these, gone over these with the crew. I mean, it's amazing. It's bigger, better, more successful than I could have imagined. Intellectually, it's like piles of rubies and gold and silver. You go to Infowars.com. /Paul for the Paul Revere contest, and you can find it all right there on the site right now, the top 300 or so of the 600. And no matter whether yours made it on there or not, you all did a great job. We'll have the top 35 tonight, then we're going to have in a few days the top 15 or so down to 10, and then by the end of the month, time's almost up here. I feel like we're not doing justice to all these people. We are going to announce the three winners and the $100,000 prize. That's $100,000 just to see what would happen and what would be produced. Some of these have been seen 500,000 times, a lot of them 200,000 times, a lot of them 100,000, 50,000, 20,000. I tried to count it up the other day, and it was 4 or 5 million views. I mean, that's 4 or 5 million people that saw incredible art. Every different angle of tyranny. And that's a pure thing we did. That $100,000 for first place, $10,000 for second, $5,000 for third. People say, oh, Alex is New World Order, or Alex is this or that. Obviously with no proof, just to create a diversion because they're jealous or they work for the globalist or whatever the case is. I don't care. The fact that I'm being attacked so much is a sign of success. But what a pure thing we've all been part of. And David Knight helping Honcho so much of it, it's been a big hassle for him and others just because it's so much, but also a labor of love because it's so much good, incredible art, animation, fiction, nonfiction, historical stuff, pro-gun, anti-tyranny. It's amazing. Infowars.com/Paul, and you can go up there to the site and go through the top 300 or so, and we'll try to cycle in some of the others as well, but we'll be announcing by the end of the month the winners, and what a pure thing. I mean, this inspired people to be part of this, and whether you win or not, you win by resisting. You win by being a filmmaker, and some of these people, it was their first film, and it's better than what I could do the first time, or even the 10th time. Some of the stuff is TV, beyond TV, beyond HBO quality. I mean, I am blown away by the science fiction, I mean, you name it. It is amazing. And I've always been here to inspire others because others inspired me. And so there's humor, there's animation, there's stick figure animations, claymations, 600 plus entries that we saw. And you've just done a great job. And that's another example of just pure resistance, pure research. And that's what the best things come out of. And now we'll hone this down, not just the three winners, but others, and talk to folks and say, would you like to be commissioned to make a film? Would you like to work with us? My only frustration is I can't hire 100 people. I might be able to work with 4 or 5 groups of people, maybe. I'm out of money. I'm spending everything I've got and then some reserve funds. That's why it's important to buy the ProPure water filters. That's why it's important to buy the new film, State of Mind, now shipping on Blu-ray and DVD. That's why it's important to get the T-shirts and to get InfoWars magazine. We're almost sold out of the July issue. It's got 10 bumper stickers in it, 6 medium, 4 big ones, with stuff like America's been occupied by globalist forces. What a great way to wake people up. What a great way to resist. InfoWarsStore.com. That's what it all comes down to. When you buy your longevity products at InfoWarsHealth.com, you're getting the best products, the lowest prices, and supporting the broadcast. I mean, it's all about that. Well, let's go ahead and talk to SOD in New York. You're on the air.
Hello?
Sod, you're on the air. Or is it Sod?
Thanks for taking my call, Alex.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I just wanted to, first of all, congratulate you on hosting the contest. I think it was a very wonderful idea to get the word out there for people who have not, who don't really tune into your show and don't really follow the InfoWars crowd. We also participate in it.
Exactly. Those are messages in bottles. 600-plus messages in a bottle. Go ahead.
Yeah, we also have an entry in the contest entitled Uncle Sam, The Search for Liberty. And I was just wondering if the finalists have been announced, because if you go to the website, and I see a list of them there. And I don't really see our movie. You know, I'm not calling to complain, but I don't know if it's an official finalist list or what.
You know, here's the deal. They walked into me. We're all overwhelmed. We're all doing too much here. They walked in 10 minutes before showtime and said, do you want us to go up with the top 35 finalists? And I said, man, I don't know. You guys are the ones on top of it. I need to come see and make sure it's the one. Let's do it after the show. So this isn't going to work perfect. The site's not going to be perfect. We're going in so many directions. It's insane. It's insane. So everybody wins by having it out there on YouTube and waking people up. And when we say the top 35 finalists, I'm sure there's going to be stuff that fell through our cracks. And so, here's the problem. We're getting hundreds of emails a day asking questions, so we can't even respond. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand.
I mean, I'm sitting in here with Adam Kokesh calling me right now from jail. I mean, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, it just goes on and on and on, and my ringer's not turned off. So I don't know what I can do. I mean, I could have not had the contest and then not had to worry about it. That's what most, like, take Rush Limbaugh. He's got two employees, and he makes $50 million a year. And, you know, basically it all goes to him, which is fine. That's his money. Great. The whole point is I'm here trying to build something, trying to do something complex. I'm doing trailblazing stuff, so it's going to come off like a train wreck sometimes. So, what's the name of your contest piece? And we'll look it up.
It's called Uncle Sam, The Search for Liberty. And the inspiration is basically the answer to 1984, 1776. So we take what...
And you're saying out of 300 entries that we have there on the site, we couldn't put 600 up? It already messes the site up to have 300. You're saying you never saw your piece?
No, the piece is there. We're top 10 in everything. I just don't see us in the finalists.
Yeah, unfortunately, I can't really judge these here on air, so it all just kind of runs together. And I know there's going to be the one reason I almost don't do these contests is there'll be disappointments out there. We've had contests before where people don't win, they take their video down. It's like, why would you take the work you've done that's to wake people up down if you don't win the contest? So, like I said, I was asked about this before the show today. And I was like, I can't give you an answer sitting here right before I go on air about the 35 finalists. And then they were asking, and then I had to have each department actually came to me. I'm not complaining. It's just that I'm not good at organization or something. I had each department involved in this come to me, hitting me during breaks. And I don't even have time to go look at it. So, you know what? I'm going to make the announcement because we're going to announce the winner in the middle of next month. I appreciate your call, sir. Because I'm not going to sit here and let something this important get screwed up like this. I told everybody we could take our time. I told everybody we'd try to announce it in July, but if we got a bunch of entries, we wouldn't. I want to make sure every entry gets looked at, because I kept seeing everybody look at the same videos over and over again like they were new and then not see other videos. So, again, you imagine yourself trying to judge 600-plus videos, and those are 600 that follow the rules. There were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of others that were okay but didn't follow the rules. Like, you've got to say InfoWars.com somewhere in there. I've got to get enough traffic back to the site to try to get that money back so I can continue. So, and I can tell it's going to be an absolute nightmare. But it doesn't matter. because the real victory happened. You made the films. They're out there. I'm in the arena. It isn't pretty. It isn't perfect, but I'm trying as best I can. Paul in New Jersey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Alex. Bottom line is, the Illuminati is trying to destroy the creation of God on earth here. That's the main bottom line. It's Satan running loose. People don't know it.
And no, that's Illuminati, it. In every culture, evil gets in control and everything goes crazy. And people always say, oh, we're just having fun. Oh, let the government do what it wants. And then hell gets released. Yes, sir.
And another thing, I like people find that Aaron Russo film, Freedom to Fascism. Now, I'll tell you about the income tax.
Absolutely.
I'm going to have a couple of showings already, but I'm having another showing in my township here. So I've been trying to get the word out for like 40-some years. It's unbelievable. But I don't know how we were taken over. We're under the UCC. We're not under the Constitution anymore. I found that out in court. And I was on parole, and I got taken back before the judge again, and I tried to hand him a constitution. And he said to me, don't bring the constitution to my court.
Oh, they say that on the news all the time. They're like, one thing's not allowed in court now. That's the constitution. That's the enemy. We have an occupied, globalist-run government run by a bunch of demons that are wrecking our society by design. Godzilla couldn't do this much damage. We'll be back.
What does freedom mean to you? How about the freedom to take control of your own future? At eFoods Direct, we're again celebrating Food Freedom Month. In July, for every $329 you spend on our highly nutritious, great-tasting food, you will receive a $190 Patriot Pack free. For example, purchase a six-month supply and get three Patriot Packs free. The Patriot Pack is a 24-day supply of eFoods quick-fix, easy-to-store food, plus stove, fuel, and cook pot. All in an easy-to-carry bucket. Patriot Packs are the ideal grab-and-go emergency kit for your car or to have by the back door. Perfect for your cabin or camping trip this summer, or even simply to add more food to your supply free. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. And remember, free shipping every day.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation. Or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
play this. It's up on InfoWars.com. It won't be as funny on radio, but here's Paul Watson's commentary. Exclusive footage of birth of royal baby. And
is Paul Joseph?
Yeah, and have they announced yet, guys, if it's male or female? Because you think this is all that matters in the whole world. They have not done that yet, but don't worry. I'll be hosting the nightly news tonight. They're letting everybody get to a fever pitch. Is it a boy or girl? As if they don't know, as if they haven't done ultrasound. And we're going to let you know who the new royal is. This is so important. But actually, we have hidden camera footage of the birth of the baby, and I'll narrate this here with Paul Watson's report. This is the exclusive at InfoWars.com. We also have an exclusive leaked photo on my Twitter, Real Alex Jones, of the baby. We are defiling the disgusting institution of fawning after royalty. I also make fun of Kim Jong-un, and I hope you're angry about it. Here we go.
It's Paul Joseph Watson with InfoWars.com, and we've scooped them all. We've got exclusive footage of the birth of the royal baby. Here it is.
Folks, this is real footage. Ladies and gentlemen, here is, it was actually twins, a boy and a girl. David Icke got this footage inside today. This just happened minutes ago. It is a reptoid, a blood-drinking parasite. It looks like it was attached to the alligator gar my son caught, 90 pounds. Oh my gosh. Look at it.
But what annoys me about those who are so down on the royal family, who criticise our great British institution so much, is the fact that, look at North Korea, such a fantastic example, so loyal to the state, the death of Kim Jong-il, the recent funeral, crying, worshipping at his feet.
The hereditary leader.
Those Brits take that as a genuine expression of patriotism, and we mimic it with the royal wedding, with the royal baby.
Absolutely.
And that North Korean worship of state is exactly what we need to express our patriotism
and the hereditary
in
dictator.
Britain via the cherished royal family.
It's the same thing.
Because North Korea is only doing what Brits have done for hundreds of years. That is worship an archaic hereditary dictatorship.
Yes, yes.
With all the trinkets and baubles that go along with that. Now everybody is completely obsessed about yet another distraction, just as they were with the royal wedding last year.
Kate Middleton.
Now it's the turn of the royal
look,
baby.
They had to get a commoner.
Let's just not concern ourselves with the fact that while Brits are saying
that's why she's not ugly.
Decades
she's not
of austerity, with more tax rises and spending cuts worth £60 billion, Queenie has just given herself a 5% pay rise.
Queenie!
Bringing her annual income up to £38 million. That's right.
She has
was
billions a year.
Struggling, making ends meet, so she needed that extra little bit. Now it's £38 million a year for Queenie to pay her expenses. I hasten to add, of course, that she owns 6,600 million acres of land, which is 1/6 of the Earth's entire non-ocean
surface. Yeah, we should have largest landowner encyclopedia.
So, you know, if it's good enough for North Korea, then it's good enough for Great Britain.
Queenie!
Because royal worship is state worship.
Oh, Kim Jong-il!
And we're being bombarded
with
it once again as the British economy melts down, decades more austerity. Queen gives
us Obama supporters worshipping, look.
And just like these North Koreans, everybody once again bows down.
Oh, we love you, government. We ought to do that at the CSA.
Family's feet. This is Paul Joseph Watson reporting for InfoWars.com.
They ought to make citizens here in the U.S. do that at the TSA, like we fall down and go, worship, you're just a proven out of terror. You know, worship government.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.